Exclusive: Cartel gunman killed man who alleged official extortion schemes in Mexican border state. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 12, 2020. Monterrey, Nuevo León, authorities are quiet about the murder of a man who claimed he was extorted and threatened by members of Mexico's National Guard and from Nuevo León State Police. The victim and his relatives said the state police officers were working for a local drug trafficker linked to the Beltrán Leyva cartel. As part of a three-month investigation into the alleged extortion and eventual murder of 49-year-old Roberto Leonel Martinez Gauna, Breitbart Texas spoke with relatives, accessed court documents, and obtained exclusive home surveillance footage. The cameras captured raids by National Guardsmen and state police in addition to the moment when a team of gunmen fatally shot the wheelchair-bound man. Nuevo León investigators attributed the case to a street-level drug dispute, overlooking the prior complaints of official extortion filed by the family. Martinez Gauna, who also went by the nickname El Chor, previously spent time in prison for the street-level sale of drugs and some theft charges. After his release, relatives said he left the drug trade. Breitbart Texas worked to independently verify the claim by consulting with Mexican federal law enforcement sources who said El Chor was not under investigation after his release. On the day of the murder in early October, gunmen riding in a black sedan drove to the front of his house where Martinez Gauna sat in his wheelchair. The home surveillance video captured the moment when one gunman jumps out of the front passenger side of the vehicle toward the victim, firing several times. Martinez Gauna can be seen leaning forward to avoid being shot, but he collapsed after getting struck several times. Additional gunmen appear in separate vehicles and fire additional shots at the victim. The gunmen then barge into the home before running out again. Martinez Gauna's murder came weeks after he and his relatives filed formal complaints with Nuevo León authorities, claiming that earlier in the year, a squad of Fuerza Civil, elite state police, under the leadership of Comandante Zapata, ransacked their home as they searched for valuables and demanded cash. The officers allegedly claimed they worked for El Monkey, a presumed operator with the Beltrán Leyva cartel. Some officers apparently used unmarked vehicles and wore masks. The raid came less than 2 months after a squad of Mexican military troops, who have since been rebranded as National Guardsmen, also raided the home for cash, the family claims. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.